One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Today on The Grave Talks, part two of our conversation about Bethany's home sweet haunted home with owner Elsie Lottie. Now, I could see, and I have talked to people before, and it is a very sensitive issue when you feel like there's a spirit at a location and they still have living relatives. I do understand that sensitivity. They might not believe in that sort of thing. That makes
sense. She totally does, but she sold the house knowing her whole house family was haunting it. So,
yeah. So,
and then is very upset with me that I don't let them rest in peace. And I was like, they're not resting in peace now. Like, what are you talking about? They love, and in my experience, my belief about this, again, I treat my spirits with respect. They have a whole shrine. I buy them presents in my basement, which most people don't see. But everything from like he sees got Italian coins, but I've got coins from all the different time periods and booze and cigarettes and Bible and books from the year that Maggie bought the house. So I have like all sorts of just gifts for them down in the basement. But I feel like they love the Airbnb more so than a long-term rental, because I feel like for them, it's like cable television. Like they get to interact with different people and different energies like all the time. Right. And do you want to get stuck with the same annoying kids forever and ever? Like maybe a mom would, but I think like these people who were a little bit more partiers and a little bit less serious, like that's not there. That's not probably their style as much. And so, yeah, I think most of the spirits, they love having all these different people to interact with all the time.
And how would they rest in peace? If the house is active and has spirits, they're going to be there regardless. And if the house sat there empty, it's not like they're just going to go away.
And every renter that I have spoken to since the house was sold by her, every one of them has had paranormal activity. Like, told me stories upon stories upon stories of the same stuff that happens now. So yeah, no, like nobody has been, and also again, a lot of these spirits even predate them, which means like really you didn't know ahead of time when you would, but maybe they didn't. Like William, Maggie's husband, he is very noticeable because he smells really bad. Smells like BO. He was a blacksmith, but he reeks of BO. So it's like, you're telling me really that you never noticed this when you grew up there? I don't know. But again, when I first bought the house and I found out that her family had owned it for 60 years, and again, I knew it was probably haunted. So I called her and I said, hey, what can you tell me? Like, has anybody died in the house? Is it haunted? No and no. And then the second time it was like, well, somebody did see my dad in the basement once, again, where he still is. And then the second time she was like, oh, like somebody did die in one of those back bedrooms. One of the boarders who I don't even have his information at all. I don't know who this boarder was because again, I without a name, I can't search them. And then it was like, fine, they're there. They're all there. My mom's there. My dad's there. My sister's there. My brother-in-law's there. They're all there. And so, and when she said that to me, like she was like yelling, she was like, I just thought she was throwing like a tantrum. And at that time, I didn't realize how many spirits were in the house. And so I kind of thought, okay, she's just throwing a tantrum. But no, they are genuinely all there. Like she has four members of her family who are there. Her uncle stops in on occasion. Her uncle was the chief of police when the, so prostitution was still going on in Jackson until the 50s. Until 1956, when the attorney general raided and shut them all down. And her uncle was the chief of police at that time. So Steve's brother was the chief of police at that time. And he will pop in on occasion. I don't like him, so I prefer him not to be there, but he does. He pops in on occasion. But yeah, we have four and sometimes five, at least, of her family members that are still hanging out in that house.
So. And they're not the only spirits, right? There are other spirits in there as well. Why do you think that? Or do you even have a theory on why there would be so many spirits
in one house? I have so many. One, the house feels alive in a way I've never experienced in my life. Like the house feels like it's a living thing. And so I feel like that there's energy there. We have all of the things that cause, like people say cause hauntings, right? We're a mining town. Mm. We are on a creek. Like literally on a creek. Oftentimes the creek is in us because we do flood. We have all of that going for us. We like Native American burial ground. There was also a cemetery next door that was burned down. There's just a lot of things. But yeah, I do think that there's also portals as well. And then I wonder if we have dimensional issues. So for example, there was a YouTube group, Ghost Club Paranormal. They came out and they did a video on the house. And in the beginning, she thinks she hears a man's voice that says like, are you kidding? Or something along that lines. And I think it says, are you ready? Or something like that. But I realized listening to it that it's my voice.
Really?
It is my voice. And I'm like, so is it mimicking me or am I haunting my own house?
Yeah, that would be that's an interesting question.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, how does my voice end up there?
Yeah, 100% was not me, but it is my voice. And then in the beginning, like the first, like when we were, there's one room that I don't like. And so I put like creepy dolls all over it to keep people out of it. And it's not.
I'm just telling you that would work for me. The creepy dolls.
It works for most people. So usually like we leave the door open and we've got like creepy dolls on this like old uncomfortable Victorian couch. So I try to make the room as less hospitable as possible to keep people out of that room just because there is kind of one of the, she's not a bad spirit. She's not demonic, nothing like that, but she's more negative. She's more of a negative person. She would have been a negative person and she's a negative person in spirit, right? She is who she is. And so she just needs her own space. Like, I just don't think people should hang out with her. And so, but it's not like you can't go in there and deal with this lady. I just like, maybe it's not the best idea to hang out with her. And so, yeah, I just put creepy dolls in there. And so usually people just shut the door because they're so creeped out by the dolls. But in that room, like most of the EVPs we've gotten is like get out, F you. And what it was, what I felt like was it felt like to me like they thought we were the ghosts.
Oh.
And it was like we were scaring them.
That's so just interesting.
Just like when we make too much noise, sometimes they'll like bang on the walls. And again, so it's kind of like sometimes I feel like there's some weird dimensional things. We have things that move, and I don't know particularly that it's poltergeist or if it's just some sort of weird dimensional thing that's happening where, you know, you will have something on the table, you walk out, you come back, and it's somewhere else, you know, in the same room. And you're just like, huh, okay. And so is this spirits or is this just some sort of weird dimensional thing in play? But yeah, hearing my own voice, that was very weird. It was very weird because I'm like, no, because they say you should listen to it with headphones. I never did. And I'm usually just watching it like on my computer at work while I'm doing other things kind of thing. That's how I tend to watch a lot of YouTube videos, like in the afternoon when I'm like, you know, just need noise to get through my day. And never noticed it until I actually like sat down and like watched it with my nieces on a big screen TV with surround sound. And I was like, wait a minute, that's my voice. So yeah, if you decide to watch the Ghost Club Veranormal video of Bethany's Home Sweet Haunted Home, you'll have to compare the voice that you hear, but it's like, are you ready? Or something along that line. But I'm like, no, that's me.
Oh, so. That kind of gives me the goosebumps.
Yeah.
Like, so. I don't know. I do not know how I would feel about that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, that's the joys of having a haunted house is there's definitely a progression of, you know, like, mm-hmm. again, from super scared to being like, this is normal. But there's still times where like, I don't know about how I feel about that. But then it's like, all right, whatever. And just like kind of you have to just move on from it. Right. Because like, what else do you do, really? But I know I'm lucky because, again, I love my spirits and they like me. And so we have a good relationship, of course. So it'd be different, obviously, if it was somebody who didn't like me. It might be
like
much worse.
The woman in the doll room, you know, exactly. But she doesn't seem to like anybody.
No, she definitely doesn't like me. I kind of wonder if she used to work at the brothel. Yeah, that's my best guess. It's actually that she worked at the brothel. But she's just, you know, she had a very unhappy life and she continues to be an unhappy person, but to be expected, I suppose.
Do you kind of feel like there's different activity though, because of like the doll room and her? Is there different activity in different parts of the house? Are there other spirits that seem contained to certain parts of the house?
Yes. So Bethany hangs out in the closet in one of the front bedrooms.
And do you have an idea who Bethany might be?
No clue. Oh, no, she's another one that I can't pin down. So I don't know. Border, brothel. I don't know. I don't know who she was. Wow. So I can tell oftentimes spirits like a mental, emotional age. And so to me, she's a girl, but I don't think that she was a girl. I think she was a young woman. She was just mentally or emotionally younger. Mm-hmm. So an example of this is I went to Trans-Allegheny in 2020. So before I bought this house. So like I said, I was never involved in paranormal, but I cannot say that paranormal stuff hasn't happened my whole life. I just never really paid too much attention to it or thought too much about it. But I went to West Virginia for work and during COVID and everything was shut down, but Trans-Allegheny was open. And so I had one day to like hang out in West Virginia before I had to fly back home. So I went to Trans-Allegheny, was on a tour, was walking, just doing the tour. And we go into this room and I start having this like panic attack, this massive panic attack. And I'm seeing there's a bed in this room and I'm seeing a boy in the bed and the boy in the bed. And I'm just like freaking out. And then I'm like, I need to get out of this room. And then the woman starts telling the story, which now I have heard on ghost shows. I never watched them before. This guy named Dean, who would have been probably low functioning autistic. And so he was nonverbal. He would mostly just color, but we'd have aggressive outbursts, which is why he was there. And his roommates took him. And they ended up killing him. And the way they ended up killing him is by putting the foot of the bed on his head and jumping on it.
Oh.
And so I saw a child of like 7, maybe, and the bed, you know, like child in the bed. And so after hearing the story, I knew why a child, right? Because he was very childlike. So I feel mental, emotional ages when I get those. So again, all this to say that, you know, she feels to me like she's 12. But I don't think she's 12. I think she is older than that. She's just mentally and or emotionally, she's 12.
And so Bethany's in a closet.
Mm-hmm. Steve is always in the basement. His wife, Marilda, mostly hangs out in the kitchen, but that's where she would have been during life.
True.
And if you get in her way, she's been known to like smack people to get them out of their way, like across the back of the head, like not scary, but like, or poke him in the back, like, get out of my way. But yeah, she hangs out mostly in the kitchen. So Linda is Steve's daughter, or Merilda's daughter, maybe Steve's daughter, before they were married. her and her husband, Fred's the ass grabber, and he's all over the house, and she's wherever he is because she's like trying to get him to behave.
And good luck.
Yeah, it doesn't work.
He's grabbing all the asses.
Can you imagine your whole afterlife being chasing around your husband to make to yell at him when he grabs women's asses?
Like, oh my God, still because you did in that death, in real life.
He totally did that in real life. Yeah, he died in 1979. And yeah, you've seen, he's got a picture on the internet. You can see on our website.
I'm looking at him right now as you're talking about
him. Doesn't he look like the kind of guy who would grab a woman's butt?
He does. I have 100%. To say.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And it might be in a teasing manner or it might be 100%. In a creepy manner. I can't.
Yeah,
fully
no,
tell.
I think he thinks it's funny and cute, but I try to explain Me Too to him, but they're still living their best lives. And so he's still living his best 1970s life, you know? And so he thinks it's okay to grab women's butts. And he particularly likes chubby brunettes. And that is his thing. But yeah, that's kind of an interesting one because they will fight and we have people doing Estes methods and they don't know that this is a thing that happens. And so they will get confused because you'll actually, if you actually stop and listen, you realize that it's two people talking to each other. They're not responding to you. Right. So she'll call him a dick and stuff like that. And people will be like, wait, whoa, why are you being so mean to me when it's not, they're not talking to you. You're just listening to this conversation, but it has nothing to do with, but yeah, those two, they can be a little bit wild together. But yeah, we have. And then if you see on our website, the picture in the mirror, there's five people sitting on the bed in the mirror. And I don't know if that's Maggie's family or not. So I like to think that's Maggie's family, but when we have had these really in-depth conversations with William, another group that came, this Dr. Ghost Hunters, they put out a video and we had a 45-minute conversation with William with direct responses. He said that wasn't his pick, that wasn't their family. And so, and I said, I don't really want to think that because I don't want to think that there's five other spirits in the house that I don't know about, type of thing. But yeah, we've had some pretty crazy evidence, but yeah, so there's quite a few spirits. And I think that there's some that just come and go. There's some, that aren't there all the time. Sometimes we have a kid who pops up and we know, cause we've gotten footprints and handprints and somebody bouncing a ball in the middle of the night. We've had that happen so many times. So we have but for the most part, there's not usually a kid hanging out. Sometimes there's a kid that's hanging out. So, I think that we have, again, I think that there's a couple portals on the property. We have kind of this main crew and then there's always, but you never know who's coming.
Do you feel some days that the house is a little darker than other days?
Absolutely. Yeah. And there's some days where the activity is just off the hook where you're just like, okay, you need to stop. I have a strict rule. When I'm there by myself, I'm not there to communicate with them. Right. So I'm here to communicate with you during paranormal investigations. But if it's a Tuesday and I'm watching TV, I want you to leave me alone. We save it up. So when I go, when a paranormal group comes and they want me to come in, I feel like it tends to be more amped up. But it just depends on who's there. People with really low energy, they're not that interested in. People who are having a good time, they're having a good time. But there are some days where it's just oh, wow. Yeah, it's a lot in here. Even for me, you can feel it when you walk in. You're like, oh, okay. So this is how this is going today. And then that's when you're going to turn around and there's going to be a door shut. And you're like,
right.
That wasn't when I walked through that. It does. It varies. And sometimes I think it's the days and sometimes it's the people who are there and, what's going on in town. I don't know if it has anything to do with moons. One of my friends, I'm going to start paying attention to the moon cycles. I'm like, you have fun with that. I don't know. But for example, there was a big mine disaster in Jackson in 1922. And in that 47 men died. Well, in 2022 was the 100-year anniversary of that. And the town, they hung up flags, one from the nationality of each of the miners that died. The bells all throughout town, so all the churches, everything, the museum, they all rang once for every 47 miners that died. And this is 11 o'clock at night, mind you. But that night, the energy was so off the charts in the house. And we actually did happen to have a paranormal investigation that night. But it was, and usually my spirits are they pop up mostly. They're the blue light special ghosts. They are right around dusk. until like 10, like maybe a little bit later, but they're not the kind of spirits usually who want to go all night long. They're not that. They're not the 2 a.m. ghosts. They are the, you know, 8 p.m. ghosts.
Gotta go.
But they, it was like 5 a.m. And at 5 a.m. I was like, I told the spirits, I was like, you need to knock it off. We need to go to bed. And I told everybody else, we all need to go to bed. Like, I got things I have to do tomorrow. It's 5 a.m. Like, but they were like, I felt like they were like pumping us full of energy. So well, we were all just
town commemorating that particular night. It does make sense.
Yeah. I mean, so much energy in town, but like they were giving it to us too. So like staying up until 5 a.m. Ma'am, I am 45 years old. There is no reason I want to stay up until 5 a.m. ever. Like never, ever, ever. Like, no, thank you. Like, but we were all just wide awake. And so that night, they were a lot. So I think it depends on all sorts of things that go on. Also, we had some aurora borealis recently, which in California doesn't happen very often.
It looks beautiful.
Yeah, absolutely. And that night, actually, we were doing an investigation at the courthouse down the street. The activity was nonstop. Like, it was so wild. So I feel like, well, this probably seemed to be related to me. I don't think it's just a coincidence that the one night the aurora borealis is in town is the one night that the activity is off the charts. I don't know. So I'm sure there's always so many factors into it. But I think a lot of it has to do with, too, your energy, what you put out, you know?
Right. When we have
like the public investigations at the courthouse, when we do that, sometimes we get people who get dragged along and they don't want to be there and the energy is always lower. So I always tell people, please don't bring your husband who's not interested. Bring your girlfriend or come alone.
Yeah.
We promise you'll have a good time. Do not bring him. He is just going to ruin it for everyone. Until something happens and all of a sudden they're like, oh, wow, this might be real.
Have you had some people stay there that were like, yeah, haunted, whatever. And then after, you know, like maybe they left a review, maybe they contacted you directly and they were like, okay, we weren't expecting this.
I think we have a lot of those reviews on Airbnb. We had one guy who was like, my dad doesn't believe in ghosts. And he saw a full body apparition walk through the washer and dryer. Well, where the washer and dryer is, I now know because I talked to a family who lived there in the 90s. There used to be a door and a staircase past that. So his dad didn't believe in ghosts and then saw this washer and spirit walk through the washer and dryer. I've had people, you know, leave and then like threaten me because it's haunted to leave me a bad review. And I'm like, read it. But I've also had people who get there and leave within 15 minutes because they can't handle it. We actually had two in a row in October. And so I had to go talk to the ghost and say, knock it off. I don't know what you're doing, but knock it off.
You're costing me money.
Exactly. Like, we need these people to stay. Like, what are you doing? I mean, I've had to threaten them before because I turned the house again. So 7 bedrooms, 2 baths. I had a bathroom. So now it's 7 bedrooms, 3 baths. And I turned what used to be the dining room and gambling hall in the basement. I turned that into an apartment. And so we have people who live there midterm, long term. And so we had a couple who moved in and they were only supposed to stay there for about 3 months. Well, 3 months into their stay, the spirits started really messing with them. Like they would, they had pictures of their grandkids on the fridge and they would like move the magnets to cover the grandkids' faces. And I'm like, you guys, that's just weird and creepy. You need to knock it off. I'm like, if I can't pay the mortgage, I'm going to sell this house. And who knows what the next people are going to do to this place. You better knock it off. And then they stop. I mean, they still had activity down there, but like, I don't know, covering the grandkids' faces with magnets, it's just a little too extra.
It kind of feels a little threatening. It's like, these are children and...
That's what they were meaning to do. Like, it's time for you to go. You're supposed to go.
Yeah.
You know? I'd be like, no. They're supposed to stay like forever. Hopefully they stayed there for like 10 months. They were amazing. I mean, that's fun because their granddaughter would come and stay. And so now she's like totally not afraid of ghosts because we humanize them. Right. Like I say that these are dead people, right? These are unalived people, but they're people and I treat them like people. I call them my invisible roommates. Like I say hello when I leave or show up. I say goodbye when I leave. I tell them what's going on. Like we treat them like people. And so it's been humanized for her that she's like totally not scared of ghosts. And she's like, Grandma, ghosts aren't scary. They're just people. And I'm like, oh, I love her so much. We've trained her so well. And again, I guess I'm lucky because I have this great relationship with these spirits. And it's fun because they also, again, they do screw with people who annoy me or annoy the house. I don't know. So, for example, we had this guy who he booked for Christmas Day, showed up 2 hours early and was like, hey, I'm here. Can you open the door? And I was like, elbow into a turkey, right? And I'm like, oh, yeah, let me stop what I'm doing right now to open
Christmas
the door.
Christmas Day?
On Christmas Day, because you knew when you left the Bay Area 3 hours ago what time you were going to be here, but you didn't let me know. You waited until you got there. Great, right? So I'm kind of annoyed, but okay, like customer service. So I don't say anything to him. So I wash my hands, unlock the door, whatever. Well, the next day, apparently his kids were screaming all night. So the next day, they were going to leave. They were going to check out early because he's got a mom who's in town, but the kids were sick or whatever. They were screaming all night. And but then he couldn't find his car keys. I was like, well, do you want me to help you come look for them? Like, I'll drive up there. I'll help you look for them. And he's like, no, it's fine. So he calls a locksmith. He spent $600 to get a locksmith to come from Sacramento. The house is about an hour from Sacramento. Yeah.
They were lost.
Yeah. It wasn't just like a key, but they're the fobs and stuff like that. So $600 the day after Christmas he spent so he could leave the house. Well, the second I found out he left the house, I drove up there. I actually live in Sacramento, so I live an hour away. I drove up there. And the first thing I have to do when I go anywhere is pee because I'm, again, a woman in my mid-40s. And so I'm heading back to the bathroom. The house was built before plumbing. So the only bathroom upstairs is at the very back of the house, which would have been the porch at one point in time. And so as I'm walking back there, I walk past the bedroom that I usually sleep in when I sleep there. And I see that so the house is decorated for Christmas and there's this like a snowflake wand and it's turned on. And so I go to turn it off. And when I go to do that, I see the keys right behind it. So not only did they hide the keys, but they told me where the keys were the second.
That is fascinating. Uh-huh. So you see the wands lit up and actually they probably would have seen the wand was lit up. If you're going around the house, it was like, shut that off. You would notice.
And I doubt that with 4-year-old twins, they would have had them staying in that room. You know, I expect that they would have been in their room with them because it's California king size bed. You know, like you wouldn't have kids walking around in a house that's not really meant for children with stairs and stuff like that. But so it was in like one of the smaller bedrooms. That's where I sleep when I stay there. It's closer to the bathroom and the hallway light and all the things. So that's where I sleep when I'm there. It was specifically that room. But yeah, that light was on. And so I think that, because he annoyed me by expecting me just to like stop what I was doing to open the lock on Christmas Day, that they're like, ha ha ha, we're going to mess with him and move.
Did you contact him and tell him that you found his keys?
Mailed them to him for free.
You know, when you've lost your keys, you're going to look every place. We have all lost our keys at some time or another, but they were so lost. Mm-hmm. And you find them within minutes of walking in there.
Seconds, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And that's why I was like, do you want me to help you look for them? Because I know. Like, my mother-in-law didn't believe in ghosts when I bought the house. And then something happened every single time. There was always activity every single time she was there. So come the fifth time she was there, her glasses disappeared. So she went from, I don't believe in ghosts, to we went to the store to buy them alcohol to try to bribe them to return her glasses to her. She never found them, by the way. We never could find them. But again, by this point in time, like literally there had been stuff that happened every single week. Every time she'd been there, we were like, okay, one day she was upstairs, I was downstairs, and I heard like an ah. And so I was like, should I be worried? And I'm thinking, okay, well, she's older. I should go check on her. So I go because when I go to the staircase, she's at the top of the staircase looking down. So she thought she heard it downstairs. I thought I heard it upstairs.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
You both heard
so it. So it was like just this little yell, like a little like shocked yell. But and we both heard it, you know, and so stuff like that, or like a door slamming shut when there's, you know, when it's just us there, things like that, you know, like if you're in the basement, if you're downstairs, you'll hear people walking upstairs when you know there's nobody else there, you know, stuff like that. Just mm-hmm. like normal, kind of like living their best lives, spirits, like, cause some of it, you know, I think some of it's residual, and then there's some very intelligent hauntings as well. Got like a mixture of all the things. But yeah, it's like at some point in time, it's like, well, you know, it's hard to deny this, you know, you like, right. No matter how logical you want to be, it's really hard to deny it. And actually when I first bought the house, cause again, I work in science, right? There has been some people who say like, oh, if there's high CO2 levels, then you're more likely to feel like these things are, these hauntings are happening. And so the first thing I did was go out and buy like the best CO2 monitors you can get. And of course, nothing, you know, like, but then I was even, my logical brain was like, after, this has been, this was after we had this little tiny footprint appear on the stairs, but I was like, CO2 wouldn't make a footprint appear right. on the stairs.
And CO2 wouldn't let you hear footsteps. Or CO2 yeah. wouldn't have door slamming.
Yeah. But early on, like I didn't really know what was going, you know, of course now I've experienced all the things so many times that it's just, now it's normal. But back then, you know, I wasn't around all the time. So I have cameras that were in the basement apartment, cause that was like my space, you know, we'd hear and see things move and like, you know, most orbs are nonsense, but we have so many of them where they literally come out of the wall. Or flash or crazy light anomalies that we get in the house. And it's always been that way. But in the beginning, it was always like me contacting people going like, what is this? They're like, it's a spider. I'm like, cool. Okay. And then like the next time, like, they're like, oh, that, I don't know what that is. Like now I know what these things are. But again, in the beginning, I wasn't involved in the paranormal whatsoever. I was just scared of having single family homes during COVID, you know?
And that wraps up part two of our conversation about Bethany's home sweet haunted home with owner Elsie Lottie. For more information, visit their website at bethanyshomesweethauntedhome.com. If you'd like access to all of our episodes, including the archive and advance episodes without the commercials, you could become a gravekeeper. Sign up on Apple Podcasts where you can try it for 3 days free, or go to patreon.com/thegravetalks and find everything there, also all ad free. I'm Carol Hughes, and for all of us at The Grave Talks, thank you for listening.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Save big during Labor Day at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off select major appliances. Plus, buy more to get up to an additional 20% off. Shop even more savings with 3 Stay Green 1-cubic-foot vegetable and flower garden soil bags for $10. This Labor Day, take care of your home for less at Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/3. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Lowe's has the Labor Day deals you need to give your home a new look. Buy one, get one free select interior paint via Visa gift card rebate.
Then add the final touch with 2 for $8 on select 2.5 or 3 quart Mums. Refresh your home and save big while doing it. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 9/3. Mums offer in-store only. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for details.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
This Labor Day at Lowe's, shop member-only doorbuster deals for a limited time. Save $50 on an Ego string trimmer, now $169. Plus, get 50% off select Holland pavers. Not a rewards member? Sign up for free today. But hurry, Labor Day doorbuster deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 9-1 while supplies last. Program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
This Labor Day at Lowe's, shop member-only doorbuster deals for a limited time. Save $50 on an Ego string trimmer, now $169. Plus, get 50% off select Holland pavers. Not a rewards member? Sign up for free today. But hurry, Labor Day doorbuster deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 9-1 while supplies last. Program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Hey there. Are you sitting down? Good. Because Wayfair's end of season sale is here. And you can shop it from your couch. It's Wayfair's Labor Day clearance. And it's on now. Right now, you can score up to 70% off everything home at Wayfair. Like up to 50% off outdoor furniture and decor. And up to 70% off area rugs. Plus amazing doorbuster deals. And 24-hour surprise flash deals on Wayfair home finds in every style. And get it all with fast shipping on everything right to your door. From furniture to faucets, this is your last chance of the season to score huge deals at Wayfair. Don't let the final days of summer pass you by without shopping these end-of-season savings. So don't wait. Like summer, these savings won't last. Head to Wayfair.com today to score up to 70% off everything home. Celebrate your holiday weekend with can't-miss savings before they run out. Shop Wayfair's Labor Day clearance now through September 2nd at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.